Good evening. Well, I'm honored to introduce Jack Gilbert, who I think is one of the best poets writing. He's the author of four collections, Views of Jeopardy, which won the 1962 Yale Younger Poets Prize, Monolithos, which was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, The Great Fires, and most recently, Refusing Heaven. His work has been supported by the John Simon Guggenheim Memorial Foundation and the National Endowment for the Arts. Ezra Pound tells us that the mastery of an art form is the work of a lifetime. Gilbert's body of work is the work of a master and the work of a lifetime. He masters both the lyric and epic modes, creating a whole new modality, the vision and voice of an epic radiant within the confines and subtractions of the lyric utterance. Usually, if I were talking to somebody about Gilbert's poems, I would use words such as austere or minimal or ascetic, because they are poems that seem to be stripped of almost any flourishes, poems worn down to their stark elements, it seems, by the erosion of time, geologic, mythic, historic, as well as by the time and labor of an individual life. The locus of many of Gilbert's poems is a solitary place, a hillside in Greece, for instance, a landscape composed of dust, moonlight, the distant sound of goat bells, and the self that speaks the poem is speaking out of isolation, out of exile, stranded, islanded. I would burrow into stone, he writes in Threshing the Fire, into iron, as he hears cicadas in the olive trees rage in brevity. Between brevity and 1,000 years is the human life, marooned in time, lived second by second, joy by joy, grief by grief, loss by loss. As one moment is forgotten, another moment is remembered. Yet if you reread Gilbert's work, more and more seems to be added on each return to the poems, more added than ever erased. More and more is pulled into the poem's massive gravity, the sacred and the profane, tenderness and cruelty, silence and song, dignity and degradation, intimacy and distances, defeat and glory, bitterness and nostalgia, slaughter and the sacrifice. Please welcome Jack Gilbert.
That's very generous.